This is Molly Hemingway of The Federalist inviting you to join me for the 2026 Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference, Friday, June 12th and Saturday, June 13th at Concordia University, Chicago. I'll be speaking and signing copies of my new book, Alito, The Justice Who Reshaped the Supreme Court and Restored the U.S. Constitution. Learn more at issuesetc.org. issuesetc.org.
Holy God, holy and most gracious Father,
have mercy on us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and power.
A reading from 1 Peter, chapter 5. So I exhort the elders among you, as a fellow elder and a witness of the sufferings of Christ, as well as a partaker in the glory that is going to be revealed. Shepherd the flock of God that is among you, exercising oversight, not under compulsion, but willingly, as God would have you. Not for shameful gain, but eagerly, not domineering over those in your charge, but being examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the unfading crown of glory. Likewise, you who are younger, be subject to the elders. Clothe yourselves, all of you, with humility toward one another. For God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Grace, peace, and mercy be multiplied to you from God our Father and from our risen, living, and ascended Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. 1 Peter 5, verse 2, shepherd the flock of God that is among you. So you want to be a pastor. 1 Peter chapter 5 has specific instructions for elders, that is pastors, who shepherd the flock of God and tend the sheep entrusted to their care. And did you notice from the reading how Peter addresses them as fellow elders? He's not standing above them high and mighty with a mitre and a cope. They share the same pastoral office together, but there is still authority. So I have heard President Harrison say many times before that despite all of our warts, we share together the greatest ministerium. We are witnesses of the sufferings of Christ, and we share in those same sufferings together. So in this chapel, I am now speaking to those who are pastors, and especially I am speaking to those who are studying to be pastors. One of the great joys of the ministry is to preach Christ crucified and Him risen. And you preach that joyous message to sinners who are beat up and broken down in so many different ways. Brothers, I exhort you, preach Christ crucified and Him risen, every sermon, every single time. Jesus suffered, died, and rose for you. And because of that, we will share in a glory that is to be revealed. This resurrection talk is good news that our hurting, dying, and confused world desperately needs to hear. So you want to be a pastor. Peter gives us specific instructions of how to do that today. So listen to this. Based upon your rite of installation, the people of God can expect their LCMS pastor to do these five fundamental things. He will preach, administer the sacraments, and teach the word of God. He will admonish and forgive. He will visit his people. His ministry will be centered in the love of Christ, and he will live a pious life. Now, the pastor, as a shepherd, brings the Lord's word to the Lord's people. And that word comes through sermon, Bible study, absolution, visitation, sacrament ministry, and in the very way that you conduct your life. All of this is centered in the love of Christ, the one who laid down his life for you and who took that life back up again, all so that you and the flock whom you serve can have life now and life forevermore. And notice this first from the words of Peter. Shepherd the flock of God that is among you. The flock belongs to God, and it is in your midst. And you stand in the midst of the people. If you do not get this, or if you do not want to get this, then quit right now. It's going to save so much hurt and heartache in the long run. And then Peter lists the things that the shepherd does as he goes about the shepherding work of exercising oversight. You are watching the flock, tending to their needs, making sure that nothing bad happens to them. And you do this not under compulsion, but willingly. Not for shameful gain, but eagerly. Not domineering, but by being examples. Brothers, you are placed in the office to serve the people. And you do this task willingly, joyfully, eagerly. The congregation is called to care for you, but you fully realize that you did not sign up to be a pastor to become rich. And let's be honest, your sinful human flesh is not going to want to do things willingly, eagerly, on most days. So if you want to lose the ministry and harm the flock, then let your sinful pride take over. Be lazy. Sit behind your desk and become a keyboard warrior. Don't visit your people. Show the brothers in your circuit that you are the smart guy right out of the seminary. Start arguments. Repent. Cast off slothfulness. Cast off pride. Cast off the deeds of darkness. And brothers, in your repenting and in your humility and in your shining the light of Christ in word and deed, you live as an example to the people entrusted to your care. You are in the midst of your people, leading and guiding them, not only in the church, but also in the community. That's why it's so important that the people of God see you as a normal human being as well. Going to games, going to events, you name it. People see you, and you live as an example of the Savior to the world. So you want to be a pastor. Remember, these are the five fundamental things that you will vow at your rite of installation. You will preach, administer the sacraments, and teach the word of God. You will admonish and forgive. You will visit your people. Your ministry will be centered in the love of Christ, and you will live a pious life. Here is what the congregation now promises to the installed. You have heard the solemn promise of him who has been called to be your pastor. Will you receive him? Show him that love, honor, and obedience in the Lord that you owe to the shepherd and teacher placed over you by your Lord Jesus Christ. And will you support him by your gifts and pray for him always that in his labors he may retain a cheerful spirit and that his ministry among you may be abundantly blessed? If so, then answer, we will with the help of God. Now, it has been my custom at the rite of installation to slow down at the speaking of the words, that in his ministry, he may retain a cheerful spirit, and his ministry among you may be abundantly blessed. It is my prayer that by doing this, the congregation will catch on to what I am trying to say. Brothers, ministry is hard. It is absolutely no fun to be attacked. So you will live as an example of suffering. You will groan under the labors that the Lord God puts before you. Do not be disheartened, though. Why? Because we live in hope. It is the hope that the crucified, risen, and ascended Lord will come again. He will take us to himself. And that's the goal, right? To lead the dear lambs of God that have been entrusted to your care to heaven through faithful word and sacrament ministry. This is one of the great joys in being a pastor. So you want to be a pastor. Be ready to suffer. Be humble. Be quick to listen, slow to speak, slow to anger. Preach the gospel. Live the good news out in word and deed. Patiently teach the people and bring them along with you. And I'm going to say that again because it's so important. And please know that we as district presidents love you. We're praying for you and we desperately want to see you succeed. Patiently teach the people and bring them along with you. Be faithful, be present. Do everything willingly, eagerly. God grant it for the sake of Christ. Amen. Amen.
I cry to you, O Lord. Restore me to the joy of your salvation.
And uphold me with the Holy Spirit.
My mouth is filled with your praise.
And with your glory all day.
Every day I will bless you.
And praise your name forever and ever.
awesome deeds, you answer us with righteousness. Bless the Lord, O my soul.
And all that is within me, bless his holy name.
He redeems your life from the pit.
And grants you with steadfast love and mercy.
Hear my prayer, O Lord.
Let my cry come to you.
Let us pray. Almighty God, merciful Father, since you have wakened from death the shepherd of your sheep, grant us your Holy Spirit, that when we hear the voice of our shepherd, we may know him who calls us each by name and follow where he leads. Through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, in whom we live and move and have our being, we humbly pray you so to guide and govern us by your word and spirit, that in all the cares and occupations of our life, we may not forget you, but remember that we are ever walking in your sight. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
I thank you,
my Heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, through your Son, that you have kept me in sight from all harm and danger, and I pray
let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless us, defend us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.